Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio, and that's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Klassen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought Jesus criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
Well, you're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia,
hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his wife's on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red pill rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops, for sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Klassen Radio Network, live on thoughtcrimes.ca.
Yo, 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 check it out. WAS 100. Oh, god damn it. I'm still not in Alabama. Why can't I get those call letters out of my goddamn head? I miss Alabama. Arizona's awesome, though. Craig, are you? Hey, Bear? What can I say? In Canada.
I was lying on the grass.
Beautiful.
A Sunday morning of last
week. God, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I'm having a mental crisis.
My mind was the dullest, but it's all twisted wrong.
That's what this show's turned into.
Felt like I was
hey,
a
Stevie B, you there? I just unmuted you, brother.
Hey. I heard you're having some problems.
I got a lot of problems.
I know, earlier this week. I felt like a bad parent, you know, and my kid didn't come down to get dinner for 3 days in a row, so I had to go check.
You had to double check. You had to make sure.
I had to make sure you didn't fucking OD.
So, by the way, K-Bear, 9:90 a.m. Arizona, God bless you guys. I don't think I'm going to last very long in Arizona, honestly. I'm kind of surprised.
How come?
That hasn't already passed.
What's that?
Dude, you know what show follows this show? They follow me. Dennis Prager.
Like, from PragerU?
Yeah, from PragerU. From PragerU. It's amazing that I'm even on this stage.
Really. How do you follow that? That's amazing, actually.
Larry Elder, that big black man. You know who I'm talking about? He's also part of the Prager University universe. The extended Prager University universe.
So are we part of the PragerU cinematic universe here?
You like, know, I think really if you do break down the show, we are probably considered, yeah, you know, we're part of the PragerU lore. Is that how that stuff works?
Yeah. No. We're the sequel, you know?
Yeah.
We follow through.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Exactly.
I like your American flag in the background there.
Oh, isn't it beautiful? By the way, that's a wonderful gift from my co-host Karen 1776. Fantastic. Probably one of the best presents I've ever got. You notice how it's upside down?
Yeah, it's you're under a lot of distress right now.
It's because America is under distress under Joe Biden.
Do you need a big brawny Marine to save you?
I will. I'm going to contact the Ghost Brothers. I'm going to contact the Ghost Brothers, and I'm going to resurrect the corpse of God. What was that guy's
name? Chris Kyle.
Chris Kyle. Thank you. Of Chris Kyle. And he's going to take care of this problem I have, the Joe Biden problem. He's going to take care of the Joe Biden problem.
I'll let Captain Price know. I'm in touch.
I am gonna kill That's Joe who we Biden. Need. Only Captain Price with from Call of Duty 3.
I got it
and Chris Kyle can fix
yesterday.
America now.
And I found his address in Delaware.
Yeah, God bless those guys. Thank goodness they're real people. So check it out, Stevie. It's been a long time since you've been on the show, baby.
I know. It's been a minute. You're always a...
Hey, by the way, cut it down with the clicking. I don't know what it is with people coming on the show and clicking.
Yeah, that's my bad. Let me turn on my voice mod thing.
Please.
I have my microphone right next to my
right next to your keyboard. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so I make sure it goes off.
That's a running trend on this show. People seem to like to put their microphones right next to their keyboard.
Dude, this is a gamer show. For gamers, by gamers.
That's how you know. You have the mechanical keyboard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, damn straight.
Purple switches. I can get real autismo about that, too.
That's beautiful.
About how many grams you need to activate.
Oh, right. Seriously?
How many Gs of force you need.
Oh, man. That must give you the gamer edge.
It doesn't.
I bet you it doesn't at all.
It doesn't matter how good your peripherals are. If you're an idiot, it doesn't matter.
You're still screwed. So you haven't been on the show. It's been, how long has it been since you've been on the show, Stevie?
I remember we had Brock on and we bullied him.
Yes,
and,
that's a
and
normal
that was about.
Brock doesn't do the show anymore.
Yeah, you bullied him too hard.
Yeah, I think we kind of hit us.
I told him he can't get on without his autism wrangler for him.
I mean, he came on the show and he starts telling us how he's a first degree proud boy.
He's second degree now. Back
oh, is
up.
He second degree?
Yeah.
Wow, dude. He's going to be the leader of the whole Proud Boy Army, brother. He's going to be on so many FBI watch lists. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. I bet all the chats he's in, there's already one right now hitting that power button volume down screenshot in every line of text.
Probably.
You can't have a... extreme white room.
Brock can find an FBI agent, but he can't find a girlfriend.
Dude, I wish I had a smoking hot FBI agent. Wouldn't that be crazy to plant a bomb? Whoa, that's so crazy. Here's how to make a
Oh. Wait, so the FBI agent befriends Brock and it starts what?
You know, just try to lure you in. I actually have an image. Oh, wait. Here we go. Here's a picture I got for you.
Oh, beautiful.
That's what I want. No! You want to explain the image?
No, don't chicken out. You're so radicalized. Haha. Oh, it's just a cute little FBI chick. Nothing wrong with that.
That's all we need.
I mean, if she's going to throw me in jail, why not? It's worth it. It's
yeah,
worth the
throw me some ass before I have to throw my ass, you know?
I think it's pretty incredible how there's still people in jail for January 6th who are probably going to be in there for the next 5 years. Will not get a trial. Why didn't you go to that, Stevie B?
I go to a thing called... I have a thing called work. I'm already a slave to the system.
So we've... For the people that aren't aware, because we've kind of jumbled around on stations, so they may not be familiar with you. You were around for some pretty big events on the show.
Of course,
probably.
I'm like one third of the show. I'm half the soul.
Yeah, half. I don't know if I go that far, but you were on for the woman who euthanized herself.
Yeah, I hope she's still doing good.
Oh yes, she's. she's dead.
Oh.
Yeah. That was weird. And then, didn't I try to, like, sleep with her?
Yeah, no, I told you to.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, I tried to
sleep. I'm a great guy.
Can you imagine that? You're about to be euthanized, and 6 hours before you get euthanized, this radio host is trying to get with you? I thought it was kind of hot, honestly.
Dude.
Like, for real. God.
bro, that's like a loose commodity, you know?
Dude, that's...
it's hopped the shelf, man. It's about to go.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like when you go to the fridge and you see your milk and you got one day left. You're like, fuck, dude, I gotta chug half a gallon of milk. What do? You just put that thing to your lips and run off the tap.
Exactly. If you got no worries, it'll be gone the next day. So that was fun.
It's better to be used than to be wasted.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really happy we feel the same. But yeah, no, that was a great episode. That was a classic. There was a couple other classic episodes there.
I was there for Riot City. Still a banger band.
Riot City. Hey, we had Riot City on a couple weeks ago.
Are they making a new album?
Their new vocalist. No, they have a new vocalist.
Oh, cringe.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
What happened to the old one? I like when he screams, you know, the hunter. It got the iron sights on him, whatever. That song's a banger.
Oh, yeah. Anything.
I like when he hits those high ones.
Anything from Riot City is guaranteed fantastic. God, I'm trying to think what you've missed.
I remember me and He Who Will Not Be Spoken, we like beefed on air.
Oh, who?
Whatever. He's banned here. What's his name? Oh, Tuttle. Yeah, I never liked him. I thought he was a giant tool.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were here for Tuttle. That was
dude, he was a giant tool.
Once again, thank you for the clicking. We're on two radio stations. What the hell? That is the most annoying thing ever.
Give me one second. I forgot about that.
Yeah, for real. Seriously, dog. I can't.
No, I want to make sure that crackhead in his car before he hits the light, like his transmission's going out. I wouldn't wonder if there's thunder outside.
Oh my god. Anyway, we're going to be right back. When I get back, I'm going to probably complain more because that's what the show's about, brother. We'll be right back.
Yeah, so basically he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries. So basically what he wanted to do is he wanted to call the parent of an employee who was working in an industrial job. He basically got, you know, sucked into a wood chipper. It was like an accidental thing. It was initially it was a funny joke, and he kept pressing. He actually tried to contact the parents on the show, and he couldn't. At that point, he has been blacklisted. Basically, he cannot get a job in radio. So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host. So now he's basically homeless, living in his RV van.
Oh no, it's the Jack Klassen Show.
Arizona, Dennis Prager's not playing Motorhead. K-Bear, we're the only morning show who will play Motorhead as well, just saying. Badass, cool as hell. What do you think, Stevie? Badass or cool as hell?
Oh yeah. Rev that Harley. I give that five revs out of five.
I think it's badass. I think it's badass. I can play whatever I want.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the coolest things.
You know what's more baller and not caring about copyright?
Dude, I
got two copyrights right here.
I pay for all these. That's the beauty. They can't copyright me because I pay for it. It's awesome. Oh. I own those songs. Well, the rights to use them.
You got some Snoop Dogg?
K-Bear Mornings, baby. That's right. We're a morning show. And guess how long it's taken me to give away 12 gift cards, Steve?
How many?
How it's taken me about a week and a half now to get rid of 12 gift cards. $100 gift cards for at least, it's like 20 different businesses downtown in Billings, Montana. It took me a week and a half Just to give you an idea on this type of station.
Do they accept it? Do they accept it online?
I think you have to go to the actual store. I think that's the trick. I think you actually have to be from Billings, Montana, too. Or else I would have
probably go to Billings, Montana phone book and say, "Hey, man, I got this gift card. Can you buy me something?" And they'll ship it to my house.
I mean, I the gift cards. Listen, so the gift cards, you email me. I give you instructions to go down to the radio station, pick up the gift card. So I couldn't get a code or nothing, because I'd probably abuse them myself, honestly. I'm also having a stroke.
That's regular.
Yeah, it's a regular occurrence here on the back.
What you smoking there?
Oh, I'm smoking a joint. I'm actually smoking CBD cigarettes. I've been on a fix. I've been quitting cigarettes the last couple months, and
that's good.
Dude, smoking's badass. Smoking's cool as hell. But
my favorite color is nicotine yellow.
Damn straight. I like when my fingers slowly yellow over time. That's my favorite thing about smoking.
And yeah, I like having a nice white room and you just get big yellow splots everywhere.
Right. Yeah, it's a good way to live. It's a good way to live. No, and I miss them. I miss smoking them. So I've been smoking these CBD cigarettes. They're fantastic. They smoke like regular cigarettes. And you can obviously tell the difference because there's no nicotine or tobacco in them. But the actions, it has a very good draw. It's very cigarette-like, and I quite enjoy them. So I just chain-smoke those all day. Just badass. I want them to be a sponsor.
That'd be a great sponsor.
I need a cigarette CBD sponsor.
So I had this one guy I know, like, he doesn't smoke anything or drink anything. He had like a CBD gummy, dude, and he was like freaking out. And I was like, man, what are you doing?
Wait, what?
All that stuff does. Yeah, he just had a CBD gummy. He's like, whoa, dude, I'm like tripping out, bro. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? That stuff makes me tired. It just makes me want to go to sleep.
CBD doesn't do anything.
I know, dude. It was all in his head. It was like me, like, as a kid, and, like, I would get handed a sippy cup of apple juice, and they say it's alcohol, and I would, like, pretend I'm drunk.
That's so funny. By the way, your friend was Brock.
No, it was not him.
CBD. That's who took the CBD.
No, it was not him.
What a nerd. Well, you guys live in Florida, right? Weed's legal there.
Medical is. It's not, like, legal to buy it, so you gotta get a medical card and all that.
You're not going to get pulled over. The cops aren't going to go take your weed away from your house if you got an ounce.
Yeah. You know, it is legal, though, to grow mushrooms here and say you found them in the wild.
Oh, that's cool. But can you ingest them? Yeah. I don't think you can ingest them.
Well, if you find them in the wild, you can.
Really?
Yeah, so I found them in the wild in my closet in a tub.
It's a Jack Class show, 9:90 a.m., K-Bear Mornings. I think Montana's pretty good for weed and psychedelics, aren't they?
I know you can bone your dog there.
Wait, is Montana a bestiality-friendly state?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Don't quote me on this.
Can you pull it up? Pull it up, Jamie. Pull it up, Stevie. Please, yeah, pull it up. This is important. I need to know this about my audience in Montana. I need to know.
Dude, I swear. Well, it's on Wikipedia. I'm getting unknown for three on. No, wait. Up to 10 years in prison in Canada. So you got that.
Actually, they legalized bestiality in Canada. We're a progressive country. Thank you very much.
Farmers oppose bestiality bill against animals in New Hampshire. Wow, why are we always going back to this in orangutans for, like, the past 3 years? No. Okay, so I got a Yahoo answer. I got a Yahoo answer here.
Yep.
This guy says it is legal under Montana law, specifically MTST 4545505.
Yeah.
However, in 1997, it was challenged, and the Montana actually held the law to be unconstitutional in the case versus Bryskin v. State. Citation is followed, a whole bunch of legal garbage. This means bestiality is technically legal in Montana, as the original Montana law has been overturned. That was a favorite answer with 4 stars 9 years ago, so you can't get wrong there.
Oh, okay, that's nice. Well, it's funny, the first thing Trudeau did in Canada was legalize bestiality. That was seriously, like, his first deal, which makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean...
You do have a declining population of white women, though, so I don't know how long that's going to last.
That's so funny.
Run, Spot, run!
I mean, that's one of the upsides of 4 million immigrants coming to your country every year. Bestiality goes down.
Depends. Don't you get a lot of Middle Eastern Pakistanis? So you better look out for them goats.
Goat sales have gone up. I don't know if that's if there's a coincidence there or what.
No, it's speculative. It is all stated by facts. We are looking at the facts here. That there is none unknown pre-biases. Would never do such a thing.
Yeah. Oh, boy. By the way, shout out to Karen1776. One of the greatest co-hosts I've ever had. Not to be confused with the worst co-host I've ever had, Red Pill Rapper.
And the greatest you've ever had, CDB.
Yeah. Are you on the show? How often do you do the show?
I'm always on the most important parts.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a mover. When I'm on, tectonics plate shift.
I mean, you were on for when Tuttle came on and did the show for a few months. He ended up backstabbing and getting me fired from a sports radio station.
No, he ruined the Doug Walker.
Oh yeah, that's right. He ruined
that was his worst crime.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, but no, because he thought he actually was Doug. Yeah. He had him on his show, and he was asking him his questions.
That was
the guy just straight up. He thought, because the guy who was playing Doug, like, he thought it was just a one-off bit. I don't blame him.
No, it was the only.
Because now he's having this guy asking him all these questions and everything, and like, he's like, dude, I got somewhere I gotta be, man. Like, this is a joke.
I mean,
and the worst part is Tuttle, he couldn't just, like, look up beforehand, like, get some prior information on his guest, you know, maybe spruce up on some things.
So the people who are listening to us, I had a character on my show, Drew, who for the longest time I'd have him on the show as the Nostalgia Critic, a really crappy old YouTuber. And that's basically his whole purpose, was just playing that bit. And he ruined it. Because the moment he admitted to Tuttle that he wasn't actually the Nostalgia Critic, he killed his character, and I had to boot him off the show. Because there was no point in having him, because he wasn't funny. He was only funny as
that bit.
Yeah, as that bit. For real. So, yeah, Tuttle ruined a lot of things. He ruined the radio station. He ruined a fantastic co-host. Who was abhorrently racist. Like
I was
super racist.
I disavow.
Yeah, I'm disavowing my old co-host.
Jack Klassen Show.
I'm playing one of his bumpers
we
right now.
We say the N-word so you don't have to.
Pretty
hey,
good.
I'm the Nostalgia Critic.
Can you imagine that? You gotta give some long
Jack
speech
Klassen
about
show,
that, of
you.
How you have to disavow his evilness.
I have to disavow the Nostalgia Critic.
Yeah, we had the disavow Nostalgia
Critic. Yeah.
We did not condone his actions.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Jack Klassen Show, 9:90 a.m. Normally we have Karen1776 or Red Pill Rapper. I made a mistake today, and I thought Karen was busy, so I didn't bother asking her about the show, and now I'm catching flack for it. And there's nothing scarier than an angry woman, especially an angry woman who is on the radio. I mean, for real.
Nah, I think you'll be fine. I did ban her, though. That was funny. Did you get heat for that?
Why did you ban? Why were you banning my co-hosts?
I don't like women. It's that simple. Do I need a longer explanation?
I mean,
it was my server. I had no. I was scared and confused. I didn't know where you went, and I saw a woman in my sights. First thing that had to be done.
Yeah.
I did make a bunch of people admin, though. I know that.
Yeah, I should make everyone. Only make me admin, please.
I made a.
This is behind the scenes talk on the Jack Klassen show.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. I know one cares.
I'm just saying.
You should throw that in the DLive description, but I don't know. Some guy's going to put CP in here, and then I got to actually look in here once in a while.
No. You have. No.
It's my server, dude. It'll just go back to me.
Just make me the admin of the Jack Klassen Show Radio.
Yeah, I already made you. I already made you.
Okay, you're perfect. Good. You're good. Excellent. Thank you.
I even gave you a special one. And the only people I made were like people I know, like Hexa, Jacob, Mitch.
Oh, those people are fine. You can.
Yeah, I made people that I know. I didn't make random people.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. It's a Jack Klassen Show. I don't know what I'm talking about. I've been so goddamn burnt out this last month. I've had so many things happen. And I keep repeating myself, but it's hard. It's hard doing a show 4 days a week. They tried to get 5 out of me, but I just couldn't do it. I'm giving everyone like
that sounds awful.
Essentially free content. It's not awful. It's fantastic, but it's difficult juggling a billion things and trying to do the best radio show I can do. You know what I mean? I mean it's hard. It's hard doing all that stuff. Sometimes you get caught up in things. Life sucks, then you die. That's basically it.
And what happens afterwards, you know? Maybe you get sent to hell and you have to do a radio show for all eternity and you have to do it 8 days a week.
Oh, God. That would be my hell. That would be about right.
They put you in a little cube with a little microphone down.
God, just nonstop. Just... Sane,
and you
sane.
Have that fat Xenobite from Hellraiser. He's there too.
Satan would just constantly try to make me hit the post in songs. That's all he would do.
Oh, and all your bumper songs is just Jimmy Buffett. Have fun.
Margaritaville?
That's all you got.
That's all I got. That's the only.
You might get cheeseburger once in a while.
But. It's just Margaritaville and occasionally cheeseburger once every 24 hours. That is hell radio. That is my nightmare. That's like one of the worst things that could happen. Oh my God. Hold on. We'll be right back. It's a Jack Klassen Show. I'm going on break. We'll see ya. I gotta sell you some silly putty or something. 1-800-EMPIRE.
Bro, I got some news articles.
1-800-EMPIRE. When we come back, we're going to do news with Stevie B. Thank you very much. It's Jack Custer. Oh, I missed the goddamn post. God damn it. 9:90 a.m. Favorite mornings. I should break this motherfucker's legs, hypothetically. Hold on. Hypothetically, why don't you come on my show and I metaphorically break your legs over the phone? I'm just saying, dog. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to say that. No, because I've been doing radio for 10 years, dude. I've been doing radio for 10 years. I'm talented. You called me. You called me.
Your fucking audience is calling you.
It's not my fault. My audience is talented and funny.
What the fuck?
My audience is talented and funny. It's awesome.
Why aren't you number one? Why aren't you number one?
Because I'm on two different radio stations right now, dude. I'm on two different radio stations, you dummy. AM and FM, dog. AM and FM. I have sponsors. Oh yeah, sure. Brother. Yeah, brother.
You're a retard.
Yeah, sure.
You're
a cancer patient.
Don't let me touch your face.
Bam. Done. Bye. How about you die? How about you die slowly? Natural causes.
Blacklisted. Basically, he cannot get a job in radio. So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
It's Tucker time.
He's a fag.
You're more entertaining. Prove that to me right now. Yeah, you're number one in Retardville. Your retarded listeners to watch 12-year-old videos.
That's a fool's cup. You're a fool.
Yeah, sure, dog. I got two radio stations, dog. I've worked on Howard 101, dog. I've worked with geniuses. Yeah, okay.
The problem is that he's not doing much on his stream, which is worthy of criticism, but I don't think it's worth...
Yeah, did you hear what he said to me when he... Yeah. Wait, what?
Well, you said something about breaking his legs.
No, listen. Oh, my God. You are such an idiot. You are such an idiot, and you're not paying attention to the stream. It was a metaphorical thing. Are you not listening? Did you not listen to the last half an hour?
Regardless, you still said it.
Dude, yeah, so what? I said a metaphorical beatdown over the phone, and that's what occurred. So I stuck to my gun, and I said I would break his legs metaphorically over the call, and I explained that on the phone call. That's why I was being nice, because I didn't want that to be misconstrued. God damn it, dude.
I'm just saying it's not that big a stretch.
Take a blue pill. It's a huge stretch. Oh my God, dude.
No. They pay money. They pay.
Why?
Keep the peace.
Why?
No. Jack, you're heated up.
No, hold on.
You're like
I'm heated up. Because you weren't listening to the goddamn phone call, Mitch. You didn't hear what I heard, Mitch. Why are you defending this guy? What has this guy done to you?
They pay money. They pay.
What has this guy? No, I want an answer. I want an answer.
Nothing.
What have I done for you? What have I done for you?
He is my fellow man.
What have so I? Do, you know, oh my
Jack
God!
Has given you everything.
I've
look
given
how
you everything.
The people, they pay money. They pay money to play them. You know, they pay money.
I'm muting you. You're out of here. You're gone, kid.
You are listening to the Jack Klassen Show. Everywhere you think me
rude, but I would just stand and stare. Hey, welcome back. Happy mornings. Good mornings, Montana. Good evening. Late evening, Arizona. You there, Stevie?
Good morning.
Very nice. This is my tribute to Karen 776, our co-host, our main co-host. You know what? I'm going to say this. She is the second. When it comes, this is her favorite song, by the way. Owl City Fireflies. Don't all young women
like you
like
this
that?
Song? You deserve a bullet in the head.
When I think of a 20-year-old woman, I think of Owl City Fireflies. That's how, disconnected I am.
10 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, I was in middle school when this was a banger.
Dude, I hate these guys so much.
I think it's one guy. But yeah, no, it's just a terrible song.
It's absolutely horrendous.
Okay, it's not a terrible song. It's really corny.
Yeah.
It's well made, okay? And you gotta give it that. I've heard some pretty terrible things, but I mean, it's just really cornball.
This is my Karen 1776 tribute because she couldn't make it to the show tonight, or it might be
I thought she
fault.
Was dead.
I don't know if it's my fault. It doesn't matter.
It is.
It's my fault. We'll just say it's my fault. But she's
okay,
the second.
Okay, hey, did you see the new...
She's the second, though. When it comes to the Jack Klassen show, it's me. Karen is second.
EDB, then Karen.
No, Jack. Jack Klassen. Of EDB. The Jack Klassen show. Karen 1776 is second. Red Pill Rappers third.
Fourth, you mean?
Third. Let's see.
We all know the real hierarchy.
Rusty
that's how hierarchies are.
Is fourth somehow, even though he's useless.
You mean fifth.
And you, Bran, our D Live listener, he is fifth. I have no idea. I don't care about Lewis or you, Bran. But seriously, on the Jack Class show, the hierarchy is me, Karen, and Red Pill Rapper, and you, Stevie B. You're always welcome. You always have a special part on this show. Don't worry about it.
We all there's set up hierarchies, and then there's the hierarchies everyone knows on the street.
What are
who really anyway, runs the?
This is the this is
it's
my
Jack
tribute.
Oh yeah, let's hear it. You have grievances with me.
She's airing out her grievances with Mitch. This is your tribute, Karen.
But, I mean, like, five but, different...
spit it out.
I felt like you guys were both talking some shit when I wasn't here to defend myself, you know? So, and I feel like if you guys want to talk like that, I'm right here. Let's talk, you know? Let's talk about it.
Alright, well, you want me to hash it out with you? You ruined
you know what,
my stream.
I challenge you to a live
Rusty, thanks
rap
for interrupting. You ruined my stream. You ruined it.
I didn't see it, though.
Yeah, it was funny that you were purposefully sabotaging
like,
my show.
Because you're like, Mitch, mute your mic. And I'm like, okay, do I mute it right now? You're like,
no,
you need to apologize
you never
to me right
muted
now.
The like, mic, hey. Mitch. You
like,
never
you
did, and you did it on purpose.
He's this is fake. Just awful.
Should I mute it? I should mute my mic. And then in the beginning, you ruined my intro, you ruined my break, and you ruined my outro. You ruined the stream. You decided to give me your own... this is Thought Crimes, that's you, whatever. I didn't ask you for that. I didn't ask you to interrupt. I didn't ask you to bulldoze the stream. And right now, you're
right
challenging
now.
Me, honey. You're not going to win. So, let's hear it. Let's go.
Did you call him honey?
Maybe.
That's like calling someone bud.
Yeah, I don't know what you want me to say.
Exactly.
Dynamic because you were I was being a pain in the ass. I'm not going to deny that, but
I didn't ask for the dynamic. Damn it. I didn't ask for that dynamic. I asked you to be
a
guest on my show.
She's having a woman moment right now. Can you mute her? Karen, you said you were like given the worst direction ever. You're like, mute your mic.
I'm gonna kill you.
Are you just gonna screech at me like a freaking
yes,
bench?
Because you're wrong. You're wrong.
Oh my god.
Are you going through menopause? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, I'm on my period, Mitch. That's why
that's
I'm being
not
such
menopause
a bitch
is.
Right
that's
now.
Not,
it's not because you sabotaged my stream. I told you to mute. Don't say a word. I told you to mute your mic, and that is all I said. You didn't do it the whole stream. I was screaming at the top of my lungs.
Karen,
they couldn't
maybe-
That's the tribute. How do you like that? I'm telling you, she's an excellent second, brother. Can't compete with that, Stevie. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's an excellent second to hit the power
hear
button off.
They couldn't hear me.
Maybe if
they
you
couldn't
such a-
hear me.
No,
I was screaming
doing?
To mute
your
Karen.
Mic. Maybe
because
you
weren't
such a bossy
muting it, and that's
ass,
why I was
mad.
Well,
you
didn't have to do that. You didn't have to just blatantly go against exactly what I told you to do for
are
no
you
reason.
Stop?
Molt the whole street. You have nothing to
me,
say.
Are you gonna let me say? Oh, are you sure?
No,
you
have
sure?
nothing to say.
I think that if you weren't such a bossy pain in the ass, I might be more inclined to listen to you.
I don't care if you. I don't care if you listen.
But you obviously don't know what's best for the show if you allow your emotions to run everything that you say.
Oh yeah, I'm so emotional, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, women are so emotional. You're emotional. You're the one who's sitting over there crying your eyes out because we're on a radio show and we talk shit on a radio. You're crying over there. You're like, oh, I don't know. You guys are so mean. It's a comedy show.
Yeah.
Get with
the
program.
Right?
Yeah. Well, go relieve yourself.
If I let you guys just build on top of each other, you commit a hate crime together. You need me to bring you back down to earth.
That might be true, but you're annoying and I hate you.
What are pretty good? Just saying,
that
pretty good,
dude. That sounded like someone just hit the pipe in the trailer park, and they're arguing about who has turn on the TV.
God, I love my co-hosts.
There's something special there. I'll give you that.
You have to admit, there's definitely something special there. That's my tribute. That's my tribute.
Thank you, cracked out Lois.
That's my. What did you call Karen?
She's cracked out Lois Griffin.
Listen.
Anyways.
Listen, we can't make fun of the shows of
the disabled. I agree. It's terrible.
It's a Jack Class show, 9:90 a.m. I have a great lineup and. Listen, I appreciate everyone here. I appreciate you, Stevie B. But I want to get into Stevie B's news, baby. You got a news segment?
All right, as you see.
Rumor has it.
If you wanted to be, I added a new channel here. So if anyone has anything interesting, or if I do come across, you can post them here.
Beautiful. What are your big
Instead
news
of digging
stories?
Up orangutan raid.
Brother?
Anyways, I saw the first one here. You know what? I thought we would have went back to the beginning.
Alright.
Do you want to read off?
What is it? Read it off, pal. It's your news segment.
Tennessee woman gets 20 years for sexually abusing 4-year-old son, family dog.
Oh, nice. Hey, that's relevant. That's a callback. What happened?
A woman who produced a crush video which included depictions of a sexual assault of an animal and transported child exploitation material involving a 4-year-old child was sentenced to over 235 months in federal prison.
Wait,
the announcement was made...
A crush video?
Yeah, only 200... I don't know what that...
Ugh. What could that be? Are they crushing
Something
animals?
Terrible.
Are they crushing animals on... Oh, that's disgusting.
I've ever seen, like,
how much
Chinese
time
videos of that. 20 years. Only 20 years.
Oh, dude, that's... I'm sorry. That's a life sentence right now. If I was President Joe Biden, that's a life sentence.
Don't worry. Derek Chauvin's probably going to get something longer as he commits unintentional and intentional killing at the same time. How does the man do it?
Hey.
He ripped the hole through reality with that fucking knee.
I was really trying to figure that one out. I really don't understand how you can be... How can you be convicted of manslaughter and murder? Anyway.
Hey, don't worry when your whole life's basically threatened on that jury and you have a whole crowd of people up there.
Anyway, continue on with the story, brother.
Yeah, charges against Hendrick resulted from an investigation by Homeland Security and their work. This happened in Tennessee.
Oh, beautiful. One of my favorite states.
Upon her release from prison, Hendrick will receive 10 years of supervised release and be required to register with the state's sex offender. Yeah, this is just one of those articles that has a really shocking headline, and it's like, they're in jail.
Dude, they're in Tennessee.
Thank you.
Tennessee sucks.
Yeah.
Tennessee sucks. All
right, next. This is a Montana station, right?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Okay, well, next article by NBC Montana. Montana marijuana legalization bill passes in Senate. You got any thoughts on this?
Hell yeah, brother. That's the future.
Under the bill, $6 million would go to drug addiction treatment program that has been backing from government Greg Juniforte, you know, crucify me. All right, let me get some last names. More than 30% of the revenue would go towards conservation efforts. Nice. Nice. It's a very beautiful state. Need to pick up some trash once in a while, you know? The bill passed 34-16. It heads next back to the House, which will vote on the Senate's amendments.
I don't know Next what any one. Of that means. I don't care. That's a horrible story.
Yeah, I don't... You live in provinces. I don't care.
Alrighty, continue.
Next, a day ago, Montana governor signs bill to protect Second Amendment from federal gun restrictions.
Badass.
There we go, Montana. Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's my
From
state.
The tweet from the governor. Today, I proudly sign Representative Hickley's law prohibiting federal overreach and our Second Amendment protected rights, including any federal ban on firearms. I will protect our Second Amendment, the keep and bear arms. Nice. Put those AR-15s in the air, boys. We got a dub in Montana. That's about it. I know Montana had something about banning trans athletes. I know here in Alabama, cool. They did that.
Yep.
You know.
Oh, did they ban
So
trans
I can't
athletes?
I can't be break Yeah, well, not for me. I was hopefully going to break some records, but no. Well.
It's the only way you'd win a gold medal. I mean, for real.
God, dude, it'd be so easy.
Athlete. Oh, man.
Imagine being such a loser.
That you have to do that? That you have to change your gender just so you can win?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty amazing stuff, like for real. It's awesome. Probably the best.
I know, man. Only here in America, anyone can be a winner, right?
Well, Canada too, brother. Anything for
dude, Canada's a war zone. Okay, I don't.
Man, you know what's crazy? Living up here. By the way, that was a horrible news segment, and I wonder why.
I'm working on it. It's brand new.
Yeah.
I was never
time.
Fired. I never got back. What do you want? What kind of news do you want?
Listen, you're rusty.
Bro, I had 5 minutes to prepare.
Exactly.
See, Rusty liked it. He gave a good react to it, okay?
Yeah, well, Rusty has Down syndrome and is the world's worst co-host ever.
Well, at least I can be better than that.
It's a Jack Classic Show, 9:90 a.m. K-Bear.
What do you want to talk about?
Our, I don't know.
Deep
what?
Asian hatred as we commit hate crimes every week. I know you're so tired. One punching all these old Asian Americans, man.
I'm so tired.
Why? What's your beef?
I'm so tired of. First of all,
wasn't there a bill passed here? I gotta look that up.
I think there was. I think some bill got passed, some anti-Asian hate bill. First of all, how many acts of racism do you know that happen towards Asian people? Not that many. I'm sorry. They got big brains, those Asians. They're really good at school. They're really good at math. And that's a fact. It's true. How can you be...
Yeah.
How can you be oppressed if you're so smart? Think about that.
All the stereotypes... Yeah, they make more money than me. And they get better grades.
I mean,
so,
that's the stereotype. Is that not the Asian stereotype? I guess they have
agree
a
with you there.
I guess it's like, oh, you have a small penis. It's like, well, hey, sirrah, sirrah, you got everything else checked out. You're doing pretty good, Chinese man, you're doing real good. No, there's I'm tired of that. But you know what is messed up here in Canada? Driving home, there's signs everywhere that say "Do not travel" in all capitals letters. It's amazing.
Yeah, I know in Canada, they're really locking down on that for some reason.
Every road sign, every digital road sign says in big letters, do not travel, no recreational travel, and you're not supposed to travel outside your health region. It's really bizarre. It's so bad, the cops here are complaining that it's becoming a police state and are refusing to stop people from traveling. You know, it's really bad when the cops are saying that they don't want a police state, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a scary, scary world. Canada sucks. The world sucks. This is a morning show. Montana, Arizona, be thankful you don't live in this soon to be communist dystopia that I live in.
Yeah, Montana seems to be free. You know, they're getting their weed, they're keeping their guns.
Dude, they can
take a ride with Spot, you know? Like, it seems great.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with Montana.
And you have plenty of trees.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of places to put your small, to live in a small cabin in the middle of the woods. You're just not allowed to do that in Idaho. That's the one state you're not allowed to live in a cabin in the middle of the woods. Idaho.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm looking at this anti-Asian bill. It just seems like a big fluff thing. It's nothing. Man, I wonder who keeps committing these crimes, though. What is the one common trait I see in all these videos?
I don't know. What is it?
Oh, man, I can't tell. They're really covered up. The lighting seems to be off. I can't tell.
You're saying they always look a little dark?
Yeah, I think it just has to do with their phones.
I think so. I think it's just a setting on their phones. Anyway, anything you want to promote, Stevie?
What?
I want to promote Karen776 and the Red Pill Rapper.
I de-promote that. I want to send that to the... I'm sending that to the abyss.
I'm out of here.
That was a good one.
Next show, we're going to have our regular crew. Stevie B, you're always welcome, and me. Brother. Yeah, just
what time? As long as you're not doing it at crackhead hours.
We always do it at crackhead hours, baby. Try not to cuss so much, brother. That cost me money. Thank you very much.
How much does it cost for bomb?
It's a lot of money, brother.
Can you just bleep me out?
Yeah, it cost me money to bleep you out, dog.
How does that cost...
I had to pay a guy to edit the show to make it FCC compliant.
I feel bad for that guy.
Yeah, so do I. Anyway,
Watch out next time.
We'll have our regular crew on. God bless you, and God bless America. God bless you, Karen. And God bless you, Red Pill Rapper.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Classen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio. That's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Classen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
Well, you're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia.
Hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib.
No, but literally, I will defeat you.
It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many Skittles can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
It's a 9.
9? Red-pilled rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Klassen Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.